This is the 2012 SCAC Women's Soccer Tournament Preview. Today we're joined by secondary head women's soccer coach Glenn Evans. And Glenn, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us today.
My pleasure.
Glenn, take us through your mindset as from a coaching staff perspective and as a general team perspective as the ladies gear up for their first ever SCAC tournament appearance.
Well, Jeff, has been a down year for us. This was the transition year, as I'm sure you know and most of the coaches know, moving from D1 to D3. This was the year that all of our coaches here at Centenary were going, oh my God, could we skip this year? This was the year that our seniors had to make the decision whether to keep their athletic money, and if they did so, they could not step on the field or on the court or on the pitch or whatever, or they could decide to play, but they would lose all their athletic money. So needless to say, three of our four seniors, which were my top three players, decided to keep their athletic money and not play. So that has hurt us and kind of put us in the hole from the get-go. And then we have yet to put our starting 11 on the field. This has been an amazing year of concussions. We've had four players with concussions this year, and of course, you know, nationwide, the precautions taken for these concussion injuries is kind of taken longer than you would expect to keep them off the field. So it's been an interesting year for us, and the girls are excited about going into the tournament. We still have got one more game to play, and that's tonight, and against Louisiana College, and then we will head down to Southwestern on Thursday. But they're excited. It's an opportunity to compete for a conference championship, which we haven't had over the last couple of years because, again, of the transition. So they're ready to go, and handicapped as we are, we're excited and we're glad to be going.
Glenn, obviously such a challenging year for the program, and not just your program, but certainly all the programs transitioning. How do you build that momentum off a challenging season like this? Certainly, you have one more non-conference game here to fine tune yourselves before you get ready to play Austin College. What sort of things are you looking for in the game tonight against Louisiana College before you square off with Austin College on Friday?
Well, we're hoping that we can set some kind of a positive tone for going into the conference tournament tonight. We played well last week against Texas College and played really well. And then we lost a player on a concussion, and she couldn't play against UDallas this past weekend. But then hopefully we'll have her tonight. But if we can just kind of get a positive note going, get the girls back where they're confident again that they can perform, because they can do it. But with nine freshmen, coaches know how that is. You don't know who's going to show up to play that day, if you know what I mean. But as I said, we're excited, and hopefully we can set up a kind of a positive tone and maybe get some momentum going and do, you know, at least respect or kind of represent Centenary College the best we can in our first game.
This is the 2012 SCAC Women's Soccer Tournament Preview. Today we're joined by Centenary Head Coach Glenn Evans. Glenn, you draw Austin College as the number 5 seed. You'll play 4th seed at Austin College. You dropped 2 games to them during the regular season. But what's this game going to mean to the program? I know you touched on it briefly a few minutes ago, and certainly during our media day interviews prior in the preseason. But talk again about what this game is going to mean for the ladies playing in a conference postseason event.
Well, most of these kids, with the exception of our one senior and one of our juniors, redshirt junior, has played in a conference tournament. The others have not. So I think that's where the excitement is. Whenever you say conference tournament, that just creates a little bit more excitement in your program. So it means a great deal, and I think that's something to build on when it comes to recruiting and whatnot, that we can say, hey, we are eligible for the conference tournament, and I think in another year, possibly two, we can go on and qualify to even bigger things if we could win the conference. So it's a positive step forward. They're excited. The coaching staff is excited.
Finally, Glenn, what's going to be key is as you go into Austin College, the third meeting, dropped a tough 3-1 decision in the first meeting, and then the second meeting was an even tougher 2-1 double overtime loss. What's going to be key in this third meeting is as you look to spring at least the seeded upset?
I think probably the key is if we could score early instead of having to chase the game, if we could score early, and that kind of changes all your philosophy and your game plan around if you can just get on top in a hurry, and that's something we have not done against Austin College. Taking them into overtime the last time we played them was a great step forward, and if we can take another step forward, we might be able to come out on top in that one.
Centenary College head women's soccer coach Glenn Evans and his ladies play in the SCAC tournament against Austin College on Friday, November 2nd at 6 o'clock Central Time at Southwestern University. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, and best of luck this weekend.
My pleasure indeed. Great talking to you.